This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we'll get to what could be an interesting dilemma for Stephen Vogt for not game three today, but game four tomorrow in Detroit. But first, hey, it was nice to have some round ball yesterday, Kenny. The old hoops is back. A lot of dribbling, a lot of passing, a lot of shooting. They were back. Good times over at the Q.
What a way to talk, yeah.
116-112, however, the good guys fell to the Chicago Bulls. Did you think they took advantage of the brand new coaching of Kenny Atkinson?
I don't care about any of that. There is one person I care about who was on that floor last night. Ladies and gentlemen, the sheer dominance early of a one Evan Mobley. Are we ready to take the leap? Tone, you ask me questions, I turn it right back around on you. Is this the leap year for Evan freaking Mobley?
Hell yeah. It's a year late.
That does not sound like you believe that.
Oh, I do believe it.
Really?
I told you. I told you. I think he's going to be a monster this year.
19 points in 19 minutes. The place went crazy like it was Northfield Park.
Yeah, he was incredible yesterday. And it's preseason. It's the Bulls. There's no defense.
Does he look bigger?
I don't know about bigger.
I think it looks a little thicker.
Filling out?
And some people said, oh, he doesn't look any bigger. I go, you guys... You weren't watching the games that closely last year.
Yeah, this is where you separate when you can start to look into what kind of career somebody is going to have in their trajectory. You know, you get into a season like this for Evan, who's been a fantastic NBA player. It's been 3 years. But by year four, especially considering how many young guys come in after, you should look more physically imposing. You should look like... You have a savvy and a basketball IQ. You've just been through a war of a playoff series last year.
I'm glad you brought that up. Like when we talk about guys coming out, like he's 19 years old when he comes out, so he's a pup. Like you got to get a grown man body, man. Like you're not like Ryan Williams of Alabama. Like you watch it. Like Jeremiah Smith looks like a freak.
He does.
He ain't got David Boston arms, but he's got some arms on him. Like Ryan Williams is still a little small.
He's 17. Yeah.
Well, Jeremiah Smith's only 18, but it's like you got to put some meat on you before you get up there with the big boy league.
Noticed,
how many more years are they going to play college football? Why do they need to?
Yeah, you noticed. That's what I mean by that. Yesterday, instantly, they were trying to push the pace. Evan Mobley was ripping the ball out of the rim, out of the net, and taking off the other way. I've always thought he had decent playmaking chops, like he could pass the ball. That always impressed me. Yesterday, Kenny Atkinson talked about the playmaking from Evan Mobley.
Like I said, I think the best, the best teams in this league have multiple ball handlers, including a big that can play make. So he's a playmaker to me. So he can, there'll be nights where he's, if he leads us in shot attempts, a couple nights wouldn't surprise me.
Now, the good and the bad of bringing back the exact same team, basically, from a season ago that really was not realistically considered, especially after the injuries, a true championship contender. The bad of it is obviously, well, how are you going to get past those other teams in the East? And that's something we'll find out. We'll see who's healthy by the end of the year. Maybe the path looks a little differently. they're going to win a ton of games, and that's going to be a lot of fun. The good news is that they, I think, are truly going to hit the ground running, even with a new coach. Even if they try to play a little bit different style, they are going to be able to instantly go out there, know each other, even if Evan Mobley is propped up and his role is going to be more substantial.
Do I give away what I can sell, or do I hold it in and sell it later? A take that I've been sitting on. It's not really a spicy one. I'm just going to say it. That's why the regular season matters. People say the regular season matter. You're not, doesn't matter. You're not seeing the forest for the trees. You're playing 2D chess. You're not playing 3D chess. You got to see how these guys fit together. And also, remember, you are not out of the woods when it comes to any sort of a trade with the core four. You are not. I don't mean to sound hopeful, but you are not out of the woods for a trade for the core four with one of these pieces or even two of these pieces. So you got to see how these pieces fit together and see what you can do with these guys. And one of these guys is Evan Mobley, because they are not going to get to where they need to get to if he cannot take the next step. And these guys got to hit the ground running, just like you said. Facilitation, being able to move the ball up and down the floor the way they want to. I think with pace, I think that that's going to have something to do with it. And then how do we manage I hate to put carts before horses here with you. I'm sorry. How do we manage Donovan Mitchell's minutes? Like, what was the true story last year? Did he want to keep playing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or was he being played too much? Which one was the truth there? Because we heard conflicting stories by the time the season ended. It got very dramatic. Which one do we want to do here? I think now we'll be closer to the truth to see what we want to do, and I'm willing to accept that with certain cases.
All right, meanwhile, good basketball talk there, Kenny.
I've been waiting for it, man. I've been dying.
Well, we haven't talked about him a lot lately. I know the afternoon show was talking about whether the regular season matters at all. And obviously, like, as far as goals go and everything, that can only be achieved in the playoffs. But the Cavs are going to hit the ground running. They're going to be good instantly.
Got to have basketball goals.
I think so. No problem with that. How about some baseball today? Playoff baseball. Game 3 in Detroit. You know, it's funny. You go from winning that first game, feeling really good about things, to going, do they have to win both these games in Detroit? Do they absolutely have to win both these games? That place is going to be crazy today. Those fans are very excited about the return to playoff baseball today. So it is going to be a very, very fun atmosphere. Obviously, Alex Cobb is going to be going for the Guardians. Here is Detroit manager A.J. Hinch on facing Cobb.
I know how competitive he is. I've seen him from the other side. He's going to be able to move the ball around. He's not going to throw the same pitch twice. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He gets the ball on the ground. So we're going to need to try to do, you know, the opposite of that. We got to get him in the air, and we got to capitalize on any mistake that we get or opportunities that we get.
What a huge, huge game. I know they all are. It's a best of five. It's so weird. We've played so few games in the last 3 weeks that have mattered, really 4 weeks. So you just don't know what team you're going to see. I love the fact that you saw the defense that you saw the last game. Those are the types of little things that I think this team does so well, and it's why, you know, you are on paper the better team.
It's at least, you know, quelled the fears of the layoff, of the week off, right? Like, there was the whole, they're going to come out flat and slow and cold. And
who's the, by the way, who's the umpire? Who's the home plate umpire for today? It's not Ramon De Los Santos, is it? We did not make nearly, I would imagine in the rotation, but his strike zone was terrible.
It was all
on
over
Monday.
The place.
It was all over the place. Someone said they thought he called a good game. I said, no. And then in the seventh inning, I mean, good God almighty, what was he looking at? terrible. And you know me, I'm pro-human umpire. That was bad.
It was really bad. It was all over the place. And it was one of those things even throughout the entire game. And it, you know what? It was so bad in a way that I don't think it favored either team. I have no idea.
I agree with you.
I mean, even Class A got two consecutive strikes that were both out of the strike zone. And I'm like, that one was high, one was low. I'm like, how is anybody going to hit Class A if he's getting these calls?
It seemed on righties, anything 3 inches off the inside corner was going to be called a strike. I thought that was real. And you could see some of the reactions with both sides. They thought it was ridiculous. I agree.
All right, while we're sitting here talking about Game 3, we still have to look forward to that either way, regardless of what happens today. And vote was asked, who is going to toe the rubber there for Game 4?
We don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. You know we have Tanner available. We've got a lot of things at our disposal, but we have not put our heads together yet on Game 4. We're concerned with tomorrow, and then we'll reconvene. I should have an answer for you guys tomorrow.
Would a bullpen game be an option in that situation, or is that something that...
We haven't even begun to talk about that scenario yet. So, again, the cadence we've had all year is win today, worry about tomorrow. So, like I said, we should have an answer for you tomorrow.
Oh, Owen's shaking his head.
Not true. You have thought about it.
He's never thought about it. No.
Don't
he
sit
hasn't.
There and say we haven't.
I take
even
him at his word.
They haven't even begun to think about it yet. You're lying.
Well, let's think about it for a second.
It's fine that you're lying.
If they lose today, then it's Tanner Bibee in Game 4. If they win today, is it Tanner Bibee in Game 4?
I'll go.
Anthony? Oh, Owen, please.
Well, I see what you're saying there, because now
if you win,
right? And you know Scooble's sitting there in Game 5, why not go head-to-head, right?
Or just let's put this thing away with Tanner Bibee in Game 4.
But did they need Tanner Bibee in Game 1? They jumped out to a 5-run lead. They should have pulled him and used him in Game 2.
Yeah, what, it would be Bibee on 4 days rest tomorrow if he goes tomorrow? Because he pitched on...
Saturday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, this would be the fifth day. Sunday,
on the fifth
Monday,
day he started.
Tuesday,
that was,
Wednesday,
I read that before.
Thursday. So it would be the fifth day. So, yeah, he'd be fine.
He'd be pitching on the fifth day.
Every five days. They pitch every 5 days.
Yeah.
Not 6 days.
He will have had 4 days rest.
Yes. He will have had.
No, it would line up.
He would be.
Tomorrow's not the rest day. It's a pitch day.
But you don't rest 5 days. You pitch on the fifth.
They pitch every 5 days.
Yeah.
So they have four days off, rest. Then they pitch. Except in times where they have a day off, then they have an extra day.
Then it's, right.
And then you have more days off.
What would you do?
I think I'd go Bibee.
Okay. Bring that back later.
Sure.
216-474-0092.
Make a case. Somebody make a case that it should be something other than that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.